Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Gimbel. On this day, February 11th, 2016, the Royal Oak School Board announces that the road that runs adjacent to Royal Oak Middle School would be renamed Glenn Fry Drive. Fry was a student at the school when it was called Dondero High. On this day in 2013, Rick Huxley, bassist for the Dave Clark Five during their British Invasion hit-making years, passes away at the age of 72. On this day in 2009, 67-year-old Estelle Bennett of the Ronettes is found dead in her Englewood, New Jersey apartment. The trio's 1963 hit, Be My Baby, epitomized the famed wall of sound technique of its producer, Phil Spector. On this day in 2008, an appellate court upholds a 37-month federal prison sentence that was handed to Ronald Isley of the Isley Brothers for income tax evasion. The three-judge panel rejected the 66-year-old R&B singer argument that his sentence was unreasonable due to his age, poor health, and lack of proof that the federal prison system can provide him adequate health care. On this day in 2000, the Isley Brothers had their Valentine's Super Love Jam concert cut an hour short after police officers returned fire on a spectator seen shooting into the crowd. The suspect was killed and three other people were injured. On this day in 1986, Boy George, lead singer of the Culture Club, guest stars on an episode of The A-Team. George played a singer mistakenly booked into a country dance hall. On this day in 1967, the Turtles released their biggest hit, Happy Together, which will reach number one on Billboard. Co-written by Gary Bonner and Alan Gordon, the song had been rejected by several other performers. Also on this day in 1967, the Monkees saw their album More of the Monkees leap from position 122 to number one. The Fabricated Four only provided the vocals and were backed by some of the finest studio musicians around, like Glenn Campbell and Neil Sedaka. The LP contained the hits I'm a Believer and I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. After being pressured by the press, the Monkees later announced that they would play their own instruments on all future recordings. And on this day, February 11, 1963, the Beatles spent 10 hours at Abbey Road Studios recording the tracks that would make up the bulk of their first album. Late in the session, despite suffering from a severe cold, John tackles the song as an afterthought. When it was released as a single, it reached number two on Billboard. What is this Beatles hit? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, February 11th, 1963, the Beatles spend 10 hours at Abbey Road Studios recording the tracks that would make up the bulk of their first album. Late in the session, despite suffering from a severe cold, John tackles one more song as an afterthought. When it was released as a single, it reached number two on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's John Lennon with a severe cold and Twist and Shout.
You got me going now, just like a new yourself out.